actors would join.
People do put Preparation H on their face. We can ask.
We can ask our guests. Joining us now, our featured guest this evening, actress, Australian actress, Ross Gentle. Ross, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm well, thank you, Tim. How are you? Now, I would never. Sorry, go on.
No, no, but ask, have you ever, how many times, give us a roundabout number, how many times, Ross, have you walked into an audition having freshly applied Preparation H?
Oh, let me think now. Probably never.
Never. This is why I think, Dave, sometimes no, you're leading not, us a
not,
bit
not,
astray.
Not everybody knows these things. These are deep secrets of a highly successful.
But I might have to give it a go.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, but, would anybody admit to having that on their face anyway?
Other than Dave Fisher here in our studio, who is a SAG actor. We should note that. Would anyone do that? Now I've got to ask you, Ross, you're a long way from home. You're Australian, living here in America.
I've been here for a long time.
Oh, you've been here for a long
time. I would call myself an American Australian, or an Australian American, or you know, I've been here for a long time.
For a long time. So when your friends back home in Australia call and ask you to explain America, which must be happening a lot in the last 8 or 9 months, you feel you can have a go. You feel that you can explain America.
I thought Donald Trump explained America to Malcolm Turnbull, didn't he?
Myself.
It is an odd situation to try to have to explain to anyone what's going on in our country.
What? What's to explain?
I was back there at the beginning of the year. I was shooting Picnic at Hanging Rock, which is going to be shown here on Amazon next year.
Oh, fantastic.
But with Natalie Dormer in the lead. But I was there for 3 months, and I can tell you, they are as clued in to what's happening in politics here, more so than they are Australia sometimes.
Really?
They watch it like a hawk. They just go, what are you doing over there?
Because in the Westminster parliamentary system, you have like these decade-long apprenticeships that you're making your way up through the party lists, and you're being a loyal
soldier. Only to find out that you're not a citizen and you get thrown out of the parliament.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Ross, is there anyone currently in the Australian parliament? any legal members? Because I was over there a couple of weeks ago, and they were throwing out every member they could find for having a Kiwi grandfather. It's like, really? There's no one left.
It's a mess everywhere.
It seems as politics become more and more important to the future of our planet, it gets more
it
gets and more
weirder
absurd.
And weirder.
Just
I think the important thing that's come out of this whole thing here is that people are becoming more and more aware of their responsibility as a citizen of a democracy.
Oh, people are starting to get it. Your vote counts.
Yeah.
On the one hand, your vote counts. And on the other hand, every few years that pass between voting, you still got problems.
But not just your vote.
Yeah.
Not just your vote. You have the power to go to your people and talk to them. Go lobby your representatives. I'm doing that now, which I never thought I would ever do in my life.
Right.
Well, you know, the great thing about Trump, I must say, because...
This is a great start to a sentence for you.
Is that, like, for Obama, I was really into Obama. But I didn't know anybody in his administration. I didn't know any of that. But with Trump, everybody's like watching like a hawk. Yeah. Everybody that's in his administration knows all their names.
I don't know anybody in his administration. They've all left.
Yeah. There's a revolving door.
A revolving door.
A little bit. Now, I have to ask you, as an Australian actress, I thought I knew a little bit about Australian actors and actresses and how they come up. That in fact, that everyone that we see here in America who is Australian has come through one of two soap operas, Neighbours or Home and Away. And I have to say, I paused when I read your bio and that you were on both of those shows. Is that a common occurrence?
Well, it's a very small country. So, you know, if you're any kind of a decent actor, you'll probably get onto most of the soaps during your career. So, yeah.
So there are a lot of people who do both shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I thought it was like this Pepsi Coca-Cola thing. This is this kind of battle between, you know, at the awards ceremony, none of the Neighbours people. Here we have a little bit of that here between Disney Channel and Nick at Night. Some of the actresses and actors who come up and actually do break it big, it feels like there's like a Disney clique and a Nickelodeon clique.
There are shows that just go through a lot of actors, you know, like the procedurals, CSI and NCIS. Right. I mean, you've got to hire like 15 actors every episode. Right. So you're just like running through the whole town because you can't replace.
So
you
if you're an people, if you're an actor, you really want them to bring back shows like Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Right, one off.
There's a lot of roles going on. Now I've got to ask you. You're doing a great new play here in Los Angeles that has a very, very Australian subject matter to it. Can you tell us about what you're working on now?
Yes, I've just come from the gala night, actually. Oh, which fantastic. Was just stunning. And actually, yesterday, the show is The Grey Nomad. It's Grey Nomad, not the. It was written by Australian playwright Dan Lee, and Ian Sinclair is the director. He's come over from Australia as well. It's produced by the Australian Theatre Company, so it's the all-Australian.
I sense a theme building around this, yes, Australianness.
Well, it is the Australian Theatre Company, and for the last couple of years, they've been producing fabulous Australian plays. I think next year they're going to start bringing... We had one American in this production, in the four, the cast. We have myself, Wendy Hammers is the American, and there's David Ross Patterson and Paul Tassoni. So we're sort of starting to integrate a few Americans, and I think next year we may do even more. But this one is particularly interesting and fun because not only is it Dan Lee's first ever produced play,
right.
He's just a gorgeous writer, gorgeous man too. It's about two, what do you call them? Well, they're termed grey nomads in Australia, but they're retirees who circumnavigate Australia. There's a whole community that does this circuit around Australia in campervans. I think they have something similar here in America. I think they're called snowflakes.
The snowbirds.
Snowbirds.
Yeah. They kind of come down from Canada and Minnesota and the Northeast, and they drive down in these big, souped up, kind of pimped out caravans.
Recreational vehicles.
But it is a big thing.
It's huge. And it's these two couples. One glamping, as they say, and it sounds like they're in, you know, the vans that you're talking about. Yeah. And the other couple are sort of a bit, you know, wind up, pop up things. So, you know, it's a very, very funny, heartwarming, it's just a very beautiful play.
And it's a comedy. It sounds funny.
It's absolutely a comedy, yes.
Fantastic.
It's almost a farce, but not. It's too heartwarming to be farce, but it's almost there. But the direction is so brilliant.
Right.
Well, on a caravan.
On that borderline.
On a caravan, there aren't enough doors to slam for it to be a farce.
That's
you have to have
four slamming doors.
Being able to alternate in rhythm. Now, can you give us, Ross, the details of the show? When, where, what, how, why?
Yeah, it opens tomorrow night, September 11th, which is my birthday.
Oh, wow. 9/11. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. It wasn't a happy event a few years ago, but it is now. It's on at the Skylight Theatre, and that's in Los Feliz, 1816 on Vermont Road there, Vermont Avenue, and it goes from September 11th through October 8th, and it plays Friday through Monday with two on Saturday, so five shows a week, and you can get tickets at the AustralianTheatreCompany.org, and that's theatre spelt the proper way, R-E.
Classy, R-E. I want to thank you so much, Ross Gentle, actress. In addition to Australian stalwart shows like Neighbors and Home and Away, you've seen her on American TV screens in The People versus O.J. Simpson, now in this great, great play, Grey Nomad. I want to thank you very much, Ross, for being part of the bigger picture.
Well, thank you for having me, Tim. It's been a pleasure.
We're going to have a short commercial break, and we'll be back to you, friends and neighbors, just 2 minutes' time.